Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 9th, 2012, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to the weekend here. Things are getting a little bit crazier and crazy out there, and it's kind of been a slow transition, but I was talking with my wife last night, where we've had some events in our personal life where we're looking back at life as it was when we were younger, you know, back when I lost my saber-toothed tiger into the tar pits. And just looking at the difference in our society, in our culture, and even the values of our societies from that day to this, and it's such a stark change. I think had I been a small, when I was a small child, if somebody had said, you will grow up to live in a country that allows torture and has abandoned the Constitution and is constantly trying to keep you so scared of your own shadow you can't think straight, I would have said, no, that could never happen here in the United States of America. And, of course, here we now are, as it were. All righty, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The phone lines are open. Dan, the man, is sitting in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer your calls when you call on in. I think probably the big story right now is this epic fail of Son of Crotch Bomber that they tried to pull on us over the last couple of days. And I've noticed today it's all but disappeared from the corporate media. It didn't fly. It cratered. They didn't get any traction with it. And as you're probably aware, on Monday they said, yes, we've intercepted the Crotch Bomber too. And of course, it was like, okay, if he hadn't bought a ticket and there was no target, how did you guys know it was there? So then they turn around with version two of the story yesterday and say, oh, well, actually, the guy was working for us. It was a CIA agent that came up and said, here, I've got a bomb. We're going to blow up the airplane. And now it's just all kind of falling apart. And it's just becoming very obvious that this was completely manufactured by the CIA, like we see the FBI constantly doing inside the United States of America, to basically keep up that booga booga. And it's just absolutely failed. It's become a big, huge joke here. So basically what's going on here is the TSA is in serious, serious trouble, at least I take it back. They are running it again right now. See, the TSA is in serious trouble. The American people hate them. They've destroyed tourism. Homeland Security has admitted that their current TSA scanners have vulnerabilities. So just when they need to sell every airport in the country a brand new and improved scanner, by golly, we get a Crotch Bomber. Same as last time, by the way, in case you were aware. The first Crotch Bomber who was walked onto the airport around security by a still unidentified official and got on the plane without even having a passport arrived just in time to sell the first batch of scanners into the airport. So it's just a sales pitch again. It's an advertisement. You know, get the new airport Zorchin Scorch scanner and you'll be protected from Son of Crotch Bomber. Now, it gets even worse than that. Back on May 4th, there was a report on TV about how the TSA, in groping a U.S. congressman, whacked him in the gonads. And that did not go down very well. And it was all caught on the airport security videotapes. And this congressman was very, very upset about it. And the TSA's attitude is, we have the right to just grab you any way that we want to, or we won't let you on the plane. And, of course, the congressman said, I am a congressman, and I'm going to make an issue about this. And he did. Of course, we got Rand Paul introducing legislation to shut down the TSA. Then we have this embarrassment out of Salt Lake City, where there's this teenager, on type 1 diabetic, wearing a $10,000 insulin pump that must be on her person 24 hours a day, had a doctor's note saying this cannot be exposed to scanners. And the TSA made her go through the scanner and sure enough destroyed her $10,000 insulin pump. No wonder they needed a new Crotch Bomber to save their reputation right now. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm reading this story about how Obama is on the spot out gay marriage. And they're still trying as hard as they can to fan that up. You know, it's a big issue. Gay marriage. Should gays be allowed to marry? Yeah. Might get them out of working for the TSA and having to grope up total strangers. So anyway, we're back to talking about this whole situation with the TSA. They're just getting all this bad press. They've never actually caught a real terrorist in the entire decade they've now been imposed on the American people. They screwed up that $10,000 insulin pump on this teenager up at Salt Lake City, despite a promise that they were going to be very much more careful about groping little tiny babies and children. They're still doing it. Everybody hates the TSA. They are probably the more hated than the IRS at this particular point. Now, I was wondering if maybe Obama is getting ready to dump the TSA ahead of the election so he can look like he's responding to the will of the American people. The TSA institutionally may be fighting back and have their buddies over at the CIA gin up this crotch bomber too, to try and save their reputation. And it isn't going to work. And again, that's because we remember that first crotch bomber was walked onto the airplane bypassing security without a passport by this official, who remains unnamed at this point. But this lawyer and his wife, who were sitting in the waiting area, watched it all happen. They've since gone public with the story. What you need to remember here, as you look at the corporate media and they're trying to wave all of this stuff at you, the historical fact is that every government in history lies to their population to control them, without exception. There has never been a government that was 100% truthful with their people. It is up to the people to hold the government to account. That's why we had the First Amendment of a free press. The founding fathers understood the government they were creating was going to have a natural tendency to lie to the people, and they wanted some means to hold it in control. That's what the corporate media was supposed to do. That is what the alternative media actually does do. But all governments lie to their people. They've been doing it ever since Ramses the Great lied to the people of Egypt about defeating the Hittites at Kadesh. Napoleon lied to the French people about whipping the Egyptians. Johnson lied about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Roosevelt lied that Pearl Harbor was a surprise. Wilson lied about getting us into the Federal Reserve to begin with. McKinley lied about mines in Havana Harbor, and on and on and on and on and on. George Bush lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Everything the government tells you is a lie. And as soon as you accept that, then everything that you see and hear on the corporate media starts to make a lot of sense. So basically, after that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons, if the government tells me it's a sunny day, I'm going to take an umbrella. Now, the good news is nobody bought this. Maybe they're going to try, and maybe they're trying to replay it on the corporate media today to raise on a busted flush. But if you go out to those few corporate media blogs that are running the story and still allow comments, most of them don't. They've shut the comments off already. Because if you find one of these stories where the comments are still there, everybody thinks this is a big joke. There's a couple of obvious paid shills going in there saying, yes, we must have tighter security. Yes, we must buy the new this. And they're so obvious in their comments, you know they're paid to be there. But the overwhelming majority of respondents, ordinary citizens, it's a big joke. It's a big joke. So, you know the problem with a government that can only rule through lies and deception? When the lies and deception don't work, the government fails. It's going to fail. This government can't even function any longer. If there were a real crisis that required unanimity of action among the American people, this government couldn't get it. We're not going to do what the government says out of fear of being lied to and used and abused again. This government is crippled by a credibility crisis of its own manufacture. If these were responsible, ethical people, they'd resign now. But of course they're not, so they won't. Now, complicating the situation, and you've been watching the stock market this morning, it's way, way down. You can see where the plunge protection team is doing these hard upward shoves, trying to get the market back up to the green as hard as they can. You look at the volume, there's not much volume at all. This is just the machines playing with themselves on Wall Street. And the reason for that is the newly elected Greek government is saying the bailout deal is gone. We're not going to go along with it. And of course, Merkel is saying, you will go along with it. You will. We have a deal. You must have order. We will it. And doing that whole thing. And of course, Merkel's looking at a possible electoral defeat herself in the very, very near future. So Europe is just that much closer to the collapse of the Eurozone and the Euro. And there are these, I guess it's $95 trillion worth of credit default swaps on European debt sold by the banks of Wall Street that are hanging out there in the mist or hanging over their heads like the sword of Damocles, ready to come down at any moment. Wall Street's getting ready to say, we need another bailout. Those gosh darn Occupy people, they don't understand how hard it is to live on only $20 million a year. Now, over at Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi is writing about austerity just can't be for regular people. Frankly, I don't think any of us need to be living in austerity. The government and the bankers, Wall Street, made this mess. Let them eat it. And, of course, he does make the point that when we have this whole mortgage-backed security fraud, this financial crisis, the attitude of Wall Street and Washington, D.C. is that Washington, D.C. and Wall Street are the last people to be made to pay for this crime, which is, of course, what the voters around the world are objecting to. And if you noticed, ever since the French and Greek elections, the American corporate media's attitude is to roll their eyes and just, those voters, they just don't understand their obligations. There are no obligations. They're made up. Like rule by divine right. You must do as you're told. You have an obligation to the imaginary playmate who lives in the clouds. It's made up beliefs to trap you and constrain you to do as you are told by the rulers, who lie, cheat, and steal to get in the positions that they're in. But the reality is, this debt is not of our own making, and we didn't agree with it. We didn't allow it. We were opposed to it. Absolutely, we were opposed to it. And now we're trapped in this situation of extreme debt because 100 years ago in this country, almost 100 years ago, a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president ceded the money creation authority that the Constitution gives to the government, and they handed it to a bunch of private bankers who set up a system that by design creates more debt than it creates money with which to pay that debt. It doesn't matter how much austerity you suffer under. It doesn't matter how much you work. It doesn't matter how much you sacrifice. The debt can never be paid off. That's the reality. And as a result, you know, the bankers are saying, well, you owe us 15, 16 zigablooms of dollars. Therefore, you will do what we tell you to do, or we will collect on you right now. And it only works if you believe this nonsense. If you believe in the imaginary playmate in the sky, yes, you'll do what the priests tell you to do. Look the other way when they're up in the loft with the, you know, with the choir boys. That's how power and control works. It's all based on lying, deception, and belief systems. It really is. The very essence of the banking system is to keep us all, whether we're individuals or nations, enslaved to debt and paying those taxes, which is money we don't have, taken by a government we did not elect to pay debts we did not agree to for a war we do not support. That's basically where we are. That's, in a nutshell, the American financial situation. Now, remember, if you choose to live simply and inexpensively, that's austerity. But when the government orders you to live simply and inexpensively, that's slavery. And that's where we are right now. So anyway, basically the analysis over there in Europe is the Eurozone is breaking up. It's already breaking up. Half of the countries in the Eurozone have already gone back into recession. And everybody's rushing around, yanking corks from the holes underneath each other's seat in that giant boat called the European Union. And because of the nature of private central banking, they can't save it. They never could. It was doomed from the start. And the reason the politicians are fighting so hard to find somebody else to loot to sort of keep this thing going a little bit longer . They don't want to admit to their voters it was going to fail, and they went along with it anyway. See, here in the United States of America, the people who sold you into the slavery of the private central bank, they knew they were not going to have to face the consequences. They were going to have lots of money to play with, and they were going to have a really good time and act like they were important people. And then they were going to live to a ripe old age, and then they were going to die. And it would be subsequent generations, 100 years into the future, who would be paying the price for all that wealth and privilege, which is what we're doing right now. And that's what makes it, unfortunately, tragically easy to set up political and banking systems that loot the future to pay for a glorious and luxurious present. So the Germans are unhappy about bailing out all the other European countries, and Europeans in general are unhappy about having to pay all this high price of austerity for something the banks did to them. That whole 11th marble situation. Now, I agree with the new government of Greece saying that that Eurozone IMF deal is inoperative. Remember what we were saying before? The smartest thing the Greek people could do is say, look, at least half of that debt was created in this under-the-counter deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to hide the debt. Didn't serve the interests of the Greek people at all. That should be written off. There's no reason the people of Greece should pay for the corruption of their leaders. That's nonsense. It's only encouraging more corruption. So the new government of Greece is absolutely right. They didn't create that mess. The bankers did. Let the bankers deal with it. We'll be right back after these commercials. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, that song is so prophetic with the revelation that there are 86 million unemployed Americans not being included in the jobless numbers. That's how they keep it down to 8% and 9%. The real number is over 40% of Americans able and willing to work are unable to find a job, have been able, unable to find a job for a lot of years. This is the new Grand Depression. It's worse than the Great Depression. It's the Grand Depression. And the political system wonders why we're upset. Actually, they don't want to know. That's why they're out there, they're waving gay marriage around as hard as they can. They're trying to make that the issue for the election. That's nonsensical. The issues for this election are the economy, selling us out to NATO, selling us out to Wall Street, selling us out to Israel. That's the issue right there. And you need to keep that in mind. You need to vote your wallet going into these elections, in the current elections here. Of course, it doesn't really make any difference. They're stealing the votes left and right. There's apparently been yet another of these primaries where there's reports of massive switching of votes from Ron Paul to Mitt Romney. They love to play dirty. They think it's their divine right here. Anyway, to just sort of wrap up on the situation in Europe, the American corporate media has definitely been handed their orders to portray anybody who votes against the interests of the money junkies as kooks and weirdos and extremists. That's a word that's starting to appear in the reporting today about Greece and France. They're extremists. And they're commies and they're Nazis, forgetting that the two are completely incompatible. The communists being socialists and the Nazis being fascists are completely politically and economic opposites. And yet both labels are being applied to the new government in Greece. And it's basically hurling bad names at all the people trying to break free of the private central banks, because the last thing in the world the government or the corporate media or Wall Street want you to do is to actually seriously think about why those Europeans are so unhappy with their governments and their private central bank, because then you're going to realize those are the exact same problems we have here in the United States of America. By design, the private central bank buries the nation and its people into debt in order to enslave them. But it only works if you believe it's real, if you believe it's legitimate. Just like those medieval peasants who were brainwashed into believing in the idea of rule by divine right and were slaves to anybody waving a holy scripture around. And just like people were brainwashed into believing that their physical person could be owned by somebody else, and therefore they had to do what that other person said to do. And we are now evolved to the point where we understand rule by the gods is a joke, a very cruel one, considering some of the bloodshed involved in that. Rule by chattel ownership of your body, we've come to understand that is illegitimate. Now we need to understand that rule by compound interest is also illegitimate. There's a reason all of these ancient civilizations banned this kind of banking. Rome allowed it to an extent, but they had a safety valve called the Jubilee. Every 50 years, the accumulated debts were zeroed out, and they'd start over again. And when they abandoned that safety valve is when Rome fell. Islam still bans compound interest. They get around it with loan plus flat fee. The Christians used to ban compound interest. It wasn't until the Templars blackmailed the Pope into allowing them to charge rent on money, which was what they called it, that came back into the banking systems. And even though I myself am descended from a master of one of the temples, the surviving temples in Portugal, I have to look back and say the Templars didn't get half the kicking around they deserved for the economic damage they did to Europe in their day. And Philip the Fair had some legitimate reasons to do what he did. It was a desperate, draconian move to do it. But really, is there that much difference between Andrew Jackson and Philip the Fourth in terms of getting their government, their kingdom, out of debt? I'm personally glad Andrew Jackson didn't throw the bankers into prison and torture them, but it may be necessary yet. Anyway, so worldwide incumbents facing the wrath of the angry voters. Well, it's still civilized, it's still at the ballot box, but here in the United States, of course, we've got this massive vote fraud problem. And that means a peaceful transition and a peaceful revolution has indeed been made impossible. And remember what John F. Kennedy said just before they shot him for defying the Federal Reserve. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Now, I am still seeking a path to the peaceful and blood-free collapse of the United States government and the Federal Reserve System and the building of a new nation on these shores. That is my ideal outcome, what happened with the Soviet Union. I don't want to see violence come to this nation, but at this point, it seems like the money junkies will resort to violence at some point. We may even see it in Chicago during NATO. Meanwhile, it is obvious our political system is not paying any attention to what happened in Europe. There was a news broadcast where they said, well, we may have to increase spending. Okay? We'll talk about that when we come back from this break, and then we have a caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at texasready.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Really Happened Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the aftermath of Europe's elections and the message it's sending. And there actually was a brief comment in the corporate media about how members of Congress were saying that maybe it was time to revive some social spending in order to head off the kind of anti-austerity wrath this November that they've been seeing in Europe. And basically what it comes down to is the U.S. government took $100 trillion from the people of the United States of America to save Wall Street from the mortgage-backed security fraud, and now they're going to hand you back 75 cents and hope that that buys off your anger and rage over what has been done. So please don't fall for that. Meanwhile, we are still hearing from the House of Representatives. There is a plan to continue to cut the social programs, which is what we do pay our taxes for, in order to protect the budget of the Pentagon. We must have more bombs to go and murder people on the other side. We have to bomb all those suspects over there, even though it's a violation of international law. Let's grab a phone call here. Chris in California. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Driving down my old neighborhood in Irvine, California yesterday. And it was the first time I'd been there in a long time. And everything was very nice and beautiful and overly developed. Very nice upper middle class neighborhood. It's a student area for UCI, and I saw something there that I'd never thought I'd see there, and that was there was a homeless man with carrying a grocery cart full of clothing. And I'd never thought, growing up, I'd never thought I'd ever see that in that area. And that being the case, I'm assuming there's more than one of those people in that area.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They try and stay out of sight because the police are continually harassing them and trying to get them to go someplace else, you know, before the visibility of them drives property values down even more than they are. As a matter of fact, here on the island of Oahu, they're getting ready to do another sweep up the leeward beaches to take down the homeless camps out there. And it's like, we're on an island. Where do you expect these people to go?
Right.
You know, so, if you destroy their encampment here. And it's, you know, oh, but it's tourist season, and we've got to make sure we've got pristine for the tourists to come up and take a look at. Okay, well, we don't have any tourism anymore. TSA saw to it, so leave the homeless people where they are.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, I mean, this is going to become, I think it's going to become a serious case where ultimately the upper middle class is going to eventually meld in with the poor. They're going to have
it's already to, happening.
Yeah, they're going to have happening. To they're going to have to confront it more and more, and I'm wondering how people are they're to a certain extent they're oblivious to it. They don't want to look at it, but they're going to have to look at it and face it. So I'm just wondering how they're going to deal with it in the future.
Well, there's a great deal of denial out there. My mother-in-law, who has, you know, had been doing very, very well before Glass-Steagall was repealed, and she had a beautiful house on top of a hill in Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And she's had to sell all that now, and she's lost virtually everything that she ever had, and she still, you know, is unwilling to look at the financial system and the U.S. government is the cause. She's constantly trying to blame others. Oh, it's those illegal immigrants. It's this, it's that. And she's in complete denial about what's going on because, you know, she's afraid of the government and the banking system. Mm-hmm. And people who are afraid of the government are going to come up with all kinds of fairy tales about why it's somebody else's fault things went bad, mm-hmm. which is exactly, of course, what the U.S. government says. Oh, it's the fault of those Muslims. All right, I'll blame the Muslims because they're safe. They're not going to fight back.
Yeah, so I mean, I totally agree. It's ultimately a banking issue, and it's something that the upper middle class is going to have to ultimately acknowledge because it's going to hit them. It's going to hit them in the face.
And well, it already is, and I mean, America's middle class has shrunk. It's estimated by about 50%.
Uh-huh.
When you talk about, you talk about the jobless numbers and the people who've lost their jobs, most of those are in the middle class, those higher-paying middle-class jobs. Most of the foreclosures are hitting the middle class. It is simply evaporating, and the government is trying to convince them, oh, it's your fault, you were stupid, you invested in the wrong places, you didn't play by the rule, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. And more middle-class people are beginning. I mean, I just posted a story up at whatreallyhappened.com. There are people with PhDs who are on food stamps right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything, you know, it is that obvious. And, yeah, there are still people in denial out there. They're getting fewer and fewer in number. They're going to have to face up to the fact. The problem isn't the Muslims. The problem isn't illegal aliens or even space aliens. The problem is a financial system that by design creates more debt than money and has been working at that for 100 years now. And it is time to confront that crooked banking system, that private Ponzi scheme, the private bankers who run our nation's economy and the federal government who sold out to them to let them run the nation's economy. And as I've been saying on the show for many times, it makes as much sense to have bankers in charge of the national economy as it does to have drug addicts in charge of our pharmacies.
I just want to leave on this note. If this is any kind of encouragement to people, I was just driving around L.A. and there are a lot more Ron Paul signs out there than you would expect. So it's a start.
We're seeing it around here. Every time I start talking about politics, you know, I'll wear my political T-shirts in the shopping mall, and everybody says, we want Ron Paul. We want Ron Paul. And, again, we're sitting in this situation where Ron Paul has all the crowds. He's got all the supporters at the state conventions. And the media is still saying, well, yeah, there's a lot of people who like Ron Paul. But, you know, funny thing, they just didn't show up to vote. And that's the ludicrous explanation they're giving us to try and cover up the fact that the GOP's been stealing the election for Romney all along. Voting fraud has never been so obvious in this country.
Yeah, all I can say is that everyone just show your colors. Just show your colors.
Well, yeah, and stand up and share and talk with everybody. If you're a Ron Paul supporter, make a point of telling everybody that you know you're a Ron Paul supporter and just say, you know, this dichotomy. Look at all the crowds around Ron Paul, and the voting system says he's not getting any votes. Look at Romney talking to empty rooms, and everybody knows he just says whatever he feels like saying at the moment, and yet they're claiming he is the anointed one. And just, you know, we see vote fraud in every other nation on earth. Why do you think it's not happening here? Because we're Americans? That's racist. It's also dangerously naive.
Yeah. It's not over yet.
Let's no.
Just put it that way. Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Yeah, Ron Paul is making an impact, if no other purpose than the American public is now having it shoved in their face. There is something dramatically wrong with our system of elections. And again, a couple of movies you may have seen about it, Recount with Kevin Spacey, glosses over some of the more egregious fraud that was going on there. And, of course, Hacking Democracy that features Bev Harris from over on blackboxvoting.org. Gotta see those. Our elections in this country are so crooked, they're having to screw those ballots into those ballot boxes. Now, wrapping up the economic news here. Let me put this down here. All right, I have to. There we are. All right. Foreign banks, in advance of this new Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act known as FATCA, okay, foreign banks are now telling U.S. millionaires they're not going to open accounts from them anymore. They're just saying, we don't want your business. We don't want the hassles. We don't want to have to deal with the U.S. government. Take your business someplace else here, which I can certainly understand that feeling. Taxpayers may have to foot the bill for the United States Postal Service losses. Post office is losing a lot of money. It's notoriously inefficient. It has lost a lot of the regular letter-type communications to email. Revenues from junk mail are down because it's becoming recognized that junk mail wasn't that effective in any event, and most junk mail has also moved onto the electronic paradigm. So basically, you might think of the post office as a company that makes kerosene lanterns, and it's very upset by all those people who've switched over to those newfangled electric lights, and they want a government bailout in order to keep manufacturing kerosene lanterns. So we're talking about $8 billion in tax money to be poured onto the United States Postal Service. Yeah, again, we reward failure. We punish people who succeed, and we reward corruption and failure. No wonder our nation is messed up here. Now, a financial products and services firm and its founder and owner have pleaded guilty to bid rigging and fraud conspiracies involving investment of municipal bond proceeds and other municipal finance contracts. Okay? Beverly Hills-based Reuben Chambers Dunhill Insurance Services, also known as CDR, Financial Products, and CDR founder and owner David Rubin all pled guilty to this. And I'm mentioning this because what we saw being done with home mortgages, this bundling and fraud, is not confined to home mortgages. They're bundling student loans. They're bundling car loans now. And we're starting to see massive fraud in municipal bonds. And still, we have Tim Geithner and the Department of Justice looking everywhere on planet Earth except on Wall Street for the causes of the economic downturn. Geithner intervened in New York. He went up there to New York's Attorney General and said, do not investigate, do not prosecute anybody on Wall Street for the mortgage-backed security fraud. And this is the result we have here. We're going to take a phone call. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Great show, man. You gave me a good laugh earlier in the beginning of the show when you were talking about the congressman who wanted to get all twisted and bent out of shape because the TSA agent wanted to play patty cake with him.
No. It was the TSA agent who bent and twisted the congressman out of shape.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord have mercy. Sometimes, Mike, you're more than I can handle. Here's what I find absolutely hilarious about this whole deal. And I find this to be a problem with most everybody I know and most everybody I talk to. they don't worry about these things. They don't ever consider the consequences or the repercussions until it happens to them. And now all of a sudden he wants to get all upset. Where was his voice when they were discussing, or if there was even any discussion on the floor about this TSA? Where was his voice then?
Well, he was probably, over there at the Chertoff Group buying issues of stock certificates there so he could make money on all this stuff.
Yeah. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see Cheney get his little patty cake session and see how he likes it.
Well, might give that new heart of his a good workout.
Or maybe even his children. Why not? If it's good
you need to understand something about people like Dick Cheney and the money junkies. They don't care if their children get groped. You know, it's more money in their stock portfolio. Yes, go along, do that whole thing. You know, they'll throw their own children into the scanners and everything because they're so blinded by their greed, they literally will not see that there's a risk. And we have seen that before where people have put their own children at risk because there was a profit to be made of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So my only advice to Washington, because I know you guys are listening or you've at least got people listening, here's my advice to you. Next time some draconian, dictatorial, bonehead comes up with some kind of garbage like these kind of pieces of legislation, why don't you use that thing encased within your skull called a brain and do a little thinking first? Then maybe you can avoid these problems. Anyway, Mike.
Come on. If they had a brain and they could think, they wouldn't be working for the U.S. government. I mean, let's get real about that, okay?
Yeah, they'd actually have a real job. Anyway, Mike, great show. Thanks a lot, man. I'm out.
All right, you got it. I mean, knowing what this government is, and I realize the people at the top, who are all sociopaths, they'll work for the corrupted system, and they'll make a lot of money, and they think that's the world as it should be. But your mid-level government people, anybody with any sense of morality or patriotism or an IQ above whatever the room temperature happens to be, they're not going to survive in that job very long. They're going to get so disgusted, they'll quit. And there have been a lot of resignations. I have waited for going on, almost 20, wow. I've been running What Really Happened in various forms for almost 20 years now, and I have been waiting in vain for people in the government to stand up and say, this system has become completely corrupted, it's time for a change. There have been a few, like Sybil Edmonds, who's going to be on our show on the 17th. But for the most part, government people are very happy. They're generally paid more than their private sector counterparts by about as much as one-third more. It's a sweet deal to work for the government. You get a lot of money. The work is very easy. I've interfaced with the government enough to know they're living like kings over there. They're not gonna let a little thing like morality and rule of the law and the Constitution get in the way of, those Wednesday afternoons out on the golf course. They got a really good deal. They worked hard to become corrupt, and they're not about to throw that away. Now then, they're still waving Obama's comments to clarify his stance on gay marriage. They are so desperate to make this an issue. And I got to, yesterday I was joking about, if you're opposed to gay marriage, then don't marry a gay. Problem solved. And I got a couple of nasty emails on that one from people saying, no, gay marriage is wrong and we've got to stop it. We can't let anybody, blah, 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 the usual, citing the imaginary playmate up in the sky. And it occurred to me, how would you all feel if somebody from, let's say, the environmental movement came out and said that human overpopulation is producing more carbon dioxide, which is leading to more global warming, will doom the Earth? And on the basis of that claim, we're going to ban straight marriage. We're going to say we cannot legally allow a man and a woman to get married because they're going to produce children and make the population problem worse and the carbon dioxide worse. And so by law, all marriages will either be man-man or woman-woman. How would you feel about that? Because if you're a gay person looking at all these people running around screaming about banning gay marriage, doesn't that feel exactly the same? Like I said, at my age, I'm kind of a live and let live. I'm married to a very wonderful woman. By the way, it's her birthday today. Don't tell her I told you. And I'm perfectly happy with that. But if these other people over here, woman, woman, and man, man, they're happy with themselves, great. We don't have enough happiness in this world. Let's leave them be. If you're opposed to gay marriage, don't marry a gay. End of story. The problem is solved. But don't run around waving folk literature from goat herders from 2,000 years ago screaming that this is the way the world should be. Because that's how wars and unhappiness and pogroms and inquisitions start. Anyway, let's see. We're coming up to the end of this segment here. Actually, we're going to be there right now. When we come back, I want to talk about this nonsense. Talk about the nanny state. We've all seen bake sales. People having brownies and cookie sales as fundraisers. Okay, that is now under attack by the nanny state. And I think it's extraordinarily absurd. And there's the music. And when we come back, we're going to go into this in a little bit more depth about just how completely out of control the government has become. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I was just trying to find my little iPod Nano, which I haven't seen in a long time, to illustrate a story with. I'll have to find it next break. All right, here's the situation. We are getting a report right now that the House Armed Services Committee is pressing ahead with a version of the 2013 United States defense budget that is calling for billions more dollars than even Obama was asking for. They're just throwing them. I say, here, more for the Pentagon, more for the Pentagon. We're going to take it away from the kids, more for the Pentagon. Take away from the hospitals, more for the Pentagon. More, take away from the roads and the schools and everything, just more for the... I don't know. I guess what it is when they see those big, shiny bombs, their pulse rate goes up or something like that. Now, we spend way too much on defense and not enough on our people. And, of course, we all agree to pay taxes to take care of the American people, not to just buy bigger bombs. And I've often joked that I would like to see all of our tax money go to taking care of our nation, raising our children and educating them and preparing them to have a productive future. And when the Army wants to buy a new bomb, they have a bake sale in front of the school or the local supermarket. And it's a joke to sort of illustrate our national priorities, ha, ha, ha. But apparently in Massachusetts, where the schools are reduced to bake sales by the parents to get money for basic school supplies, now the government is coming in and saying they can't do that because there's a law banning junk food on the campuses of the schools. And they see the products being offered for sale at these fundraising bake sales as violating the ban on junk food on the theory that the students might actually buy a cookie or a cupcake themselves from the bake sale and take it to class. And so because of that, this badly needed means of raising money for the schools that are being gutted to buy more weapons for war, more weapons for Israel, more weapons to fight the money junkies' conquest of other nations who don't play by the rules the money junkies prefer. They're going to shut that down. Does that make any sense at all? We're still editing that video that we shot here in Hawaii, where basically our problem here is the food stamp money does not last all the way through the month because of the skyrocketing, in fact, exploding cost of food and gasoline. Thank goodness we home office. We couldn't afford to get around this island with the gas prices the way they are. And so that little bit of assistance from food stamps doesn't make it to the end of the month. So one of the local churches partnered with the church that my wife goes to. They're putting together these volunteer food baskets. People will donate food. And they make up these little bags. And once a month, toward the end of the month, they go over to this local elementary school. And they're giving this to the kids. Because if without it, the kids are going hungry that last week of the month. And when we were over there, we heard this 85% food insecurity. That means 85% of the schools, the children attending that school are going to miss a meal that month. That is shameful to hear. We're going to be right back after station identification.